And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned in again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 7, verse number 31, where we left off last time. It says here, "And the Lord said, whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, we have piped unto you, but ye have not danced. We have mourned to you, and ye have not wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking wine, and you say, he hath a devil. The Son of Man is coming eating and drinking, and you say, behold, a gluttonous man, and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners!" Exclamation point. And so the Lord Jesus, in dealing with these fellows, that he said the Pharisees and the lawyers that rejected the counsel of God against themselves, they damned themselves, and that they would not receive and believe the way of salvation given by our Lord. He says, what are they like? What are the men of this generation? How can we compare them? To what can we compare them? He said, they're like children. Like children sitting in the marketplace, and they call one to another, and they're looking to entertain one another and get a laugh and get a different reaction in that, and saying, they're like this, we've piped unto you, we've played music, but you've not cooperated and danced. You've not got it. We have piped unto you, and you've not danced. And so you weren't happy with that. And then we have mourned unto you, which is the total opposite of music and singing and dancing and that. And we've mourned unto you, and you didn't cry. Just not satisfied if it's not theirs. Just not very fickle indeed. I'm just not going to cooperate. I just will not cooperate. If it doesn't originate with me, it doesn't amount to anything, is their attitude. We have piped unto you, and it didn't cause you to dance. And so therefore, we've mourned unto you, but you didn't weep either. Just not satisfied. In other places in the Gospels, the Lord says that indeed, wisdom is justified of her children. And it says that here too. He says in verse number 33, "For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine." A very conservative fellow, a man focused on the calling and mission that he'd been given, and living a very simple life in the wilderness, eating locusts and wild honey, kind of dressed kind of rough. I don't think he was a dirty man by any means, and I don't think he was insane as he's been portrayed by some. But he was just a rough fellow, able to live in the wilderness with no problem. And he came neither eating nor drinking. It wasn't part of the fellowship that John brought. John preached and John baptized. And I tell you what, you think about all the different hundreds or maybe even thousands that came to John. He had to be strong because he did a lot of baptizing. And he did a lot of proclaiming, a lot of preaching to a great number of people for a handful of years, however long his ministry was. He said, John came neither eating nor drinking, and you said, that man is possessed. There's something wrong with that man. He doesn't come into town. He doesn't come into town to visit. He doesn't change his way. He doesn't change the food that he eats. He just lives out there in the wilderness, and there's got to be somebody wrong with a man that would just do that. And so they were displeased by him. There's got to be something wrong with him. He's got to be possessed. He's got a devil. So then on the opposite end of the spectrum, Jesus comes, and you know what? Jesus is willing to sit down and have lunch. Jesus is willing to sit down with anybody and have lunch, talk to them, be kind to them. And in all this, Jesus is never a partaker of sinners' sins. But Jesus never engages them to be a partaker in their sins or justify their sin in any way. But you know what? He's concerned about their soul, and so he does come up close. And he'll eat lunch with them and supper with them, whatever's at hand, and drink with them, never unto drunkenness. And he did drink wine. And there was alcohol in it. It's just the way what was for the day. There's no need to be torn about that. Nothing evil about wine in and of itself. And I think for our day, it does us well just to stay away from alcoholic beverages. We've got so many things to drink. We just don't need that. We don't need that temptation. But in the Lord's day and in that culture, it was very accepted and very much part of the norm. And the fruit of the vine was something that was there in abundance. And Jesus drank it. Never unto drunkenness, never condoning their sins, but a witness to them. And so the Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, behold, a man gluttonous. He's always sitting down and drinking. Eating, rather. And a wine bibber. See, if it had not been wine with some alcohol in it, they couldn't accuse the Lord of being a wine bibber. He wouldn't be a grape juice bibber. People can get sick drinking too much grape juice, but they can't get drunk drinking grape juice. And so they accuse the Lord of being a wine bibber, a man gluttonous from the food and drunken from the wine, but neither one was so. But our Lord was very hospitable and very gracious and very friendly and kind. And they said, the Son of Man come eating and drinking. You say, behold, a gluttonous man and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. And so John's over here, and he's got this very meager lifestyle and evidently doesn't change that in any way. He doesn't come into the cities, preaches out in the wilderness, baptizes in Jordan those that come to him and repentance and faith, saying that they've trusted Christ, the Lord saved them. And they said, that man's possessed. But then they get Jesus that's on the other end of the spectrum from what we see and understand. He's willing to eat supper and lunch, breakfast and supper with anybody, and never partaking of their sins, never condoning their sins, never drunken, never being gluttonous, but willing to fellowship. And they say, this man eats too much, drinks too much, and is a friend with publicans and sinners. Oh, praise be to God that Jesus is a friend to publicans and sinners. You know why? Because publicans and sinners need him. The religious don't need the Lord, but sinners need the Lord. And you know what? They know it. They know that they need the Lord. Those that are repentant of their sins, those that are rejected by society, they need the Lord. And the Lord knew that. And then our Lord says here, but wisdom is justified of all her children. So he says, well, what happens is that as these look on and they see John, and they say, that man's he's possessed. He's got a devil. Surely he's got a devil to live that way and eat that stuff and never come into town and never improve his life, never live in a house. Something's wrong with him. And then they look over here at Jesus and said, well, this man, he's always eating and always drinking, and he has to do with the lowest sort of the people. They say, it makes sense to us. And that's what the Lord's saying. Wisdom is justified of all our children. It's no different with you and me today. We think we're right. We just naturally think we're right. You think you're right, I think I'm right. But the Lord says, be careful about that. Because just because we think, or even we would say, we know we're right, may not mean that we are right. The only way to be correct is to line up with what the Lord says. And our Lord says that publicans and sinners need him. This sinner sure needs him. I sure need him. And I praise his name. He's found me and saved me. I'm glad that the Lord Jesus Christ is hospitable and came to where I was, like the man in the ditch and the Good Samaritan. My Lord came and found me and saved me. How about you? Do you reckon yourself to be a right religious person and A-okay and everything's great? Watch out, your wisdom is justified of yourself. You know what the Lord says? The Lord says that you are wretched and miserable and blind and need help. Now, you and I, we need to see ourselves as the sinners that we really are, and we need to be thankful for a Savior that came to save sinners and call sinners to repentance like you and me. Wisdom is justified of all her children. This thing of wisdom being justified of her children, that this mindset in a sense produces these people in the way that they are. You've got the Pharisees and the lawyers, the scribes, the Sadducees. They're all looking on at John. They're all looking on at Jesus. And the wisdom that they have causes those that have that opinion to think that they're right in the way that they're looking at the situation. John's got a devil. And this Jesus, all he has to do is with the lowlife. We don't need them. After all, we're us. We're way better than that. We don't need him. And so our Lord gives us a great, great message and understanding here in these things. In verse number 36 of Luke 7, "And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him weeping, began to wash his feet with tears, and had wiped them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him." We don't have a time to take a look at this thought this time, but Lord willing, we'll take a look at it next time. Simon has invited the Lord for supper. He's been very rude, as we're going to find out. But this woman that is a sinner indeed, as Simon looks on at her, oh, she has great care and great love for the Lord. She begins to tend to the need that our Lord has, and she loves the Lord. And Simon says, if this man were truly a prophet, he wouldn't allow this woman to touch her, because he'd know what kind of woman she is. And what the Lord Jesus is going to reveal here is what kind of man Simon is. And he will reveal the kind of woman that she is too. We'll see that our time is past for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.
Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.